from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Huge day. Huge night last night down at Truist. Grant McCauley is always the best person to weigh in on what's going on with these Braves. Grant, let's start there. Last night, not an offensive explosion, but you seem to be hitting a little bit better here in recent days. But I laughed about it. Me and Bo laughed about it in the first hour of the show, Grant. If you'd have told me that Whit Merrifield comes around to score and Gio Urshela is hitting a ground rule double and, you know, that Spencer Schwellenbach is putting out a good start, it just seems like this is a scrappy group that put together a big series win last night.
Yeah, I mean, this wasn't these weren't the names that if you were looking back in spring training thinking about what are the Braves going to be looking like in the stretch drive, that those were going to all be top of mind. But as a matter of fact, those are the guys you needed to win the game last night. And it's been a protracted struggle all year long trying to find the clutch hits. I mean, yesterday's game was an example of getting them. The night before was an example of having plenty of opportunities and nobody could get one. It's just, that has been, unfortunately, the lot for the 2024 Braves. Now, will they be able to figure it out enough with the pitching that they're getting to maybe make some noise in October? They're certainly hoping so, and they're continuing to fight to keep their divisional hopes alive, but more importantly, to hold on to a spot in the postseason, as I have said and will continue to say. This is going to be my theme for it. It may end up on a T-shirt, by whatever means necessary. That's how they need to get into October, because once they get there, you know, we don't know what could happen. We've seen that in years past, but and this is a club that it's showing you that it's got some serious pitching and some serious offensive question marks at times, but hopefully you get a Jorge Soler back in there, get an Ozzie Albies back. Maybe this group will start to look a little bit different, perform a little bit different down the stretch.
Yeah, actually, I want to discuss that. I want you to tell me why, Grant, that this team is going to do something we haven't seen them do all year, and that is build off of this 7-3 out of their last 10. They just took 2 of 3 from a very good Philadelphia team. Tell me why they're going to build on that and go it and take care of business against the Nationals, and then they've got 7 games against the Twins and the Phillies. Why they're going to build on this and start winning ball games and series, you know. Basically, I feel like every time this team has played this year, they've gone on a run like this, and then boom, they lose 6 straight. Tell me why that's not happening.
Well, look, I can't tell you that because that has not been who they are this year. And unfortunately, I mean, and I don't even say that, you know, jokingly or at their expense. It's just been, you know, they take a big step forward and then all of a sudden they just kind of fall back toward the pack or they fall out of a playoff spot. As of a couple of weeks ago, the Mets pushed them out of that last wild card spot. Now, the Mets are a couple of games back now. That's the team that's chasing them at the moment. You've got the Arizona Diamondbacks and San Diego Padres in front of them in the wild card. That race still, I think a lot can happen. I think the Mets are playing the Padres right now. They're going to see the Diamondbacks on their trip. And obviously the teams out west in general with what's going on with the Dodgers having kind of their own issues and not really salting away that division early. It's going to be fascinating to watch. But more so, to the point, and for the Braves, you know, you just kind of hope that they can consistently win series. I don't think it's about winning 8 or 9 or 10 in a row, anything like that. It's certainly not about letting another 6-game losing streak happen at a time you can ill afford. But this team has been a true enigma. They're 6-3 against the Phillies, the team that they're trying to chase down in the division. The Nationals roll into Truist Park tonight. They are 2-6 against Washington this year. So it's been a study in the two extremes. It doesn't seem to be anything like right down the middle for this club. You can explain one thing, and then another one, you just have a hard time putting a finger on why can't they beat this club. But then you kind of pull it back and look at it from, I guess, the 30,000-foot view. Offensively speaking, that's still going to be the thing that this club has got to overcome and got to figure out. And I cannot sit here and tell you that they've got that whole thing, you know, locked down yet. They just don't.
Yeah. I do want to, Grant, just spend a minute giving a kind of a tip of the cap to Spencer Schwellenbach. I just think that he was electric last night. You look at the curveball, the slider obviously working, even through the splitter in there at times. He's just doing a good job keeping guys off balance. He's starting to kind of learn those put-away pitches and some of those two-strike counts. How big is he going to be down the stretch for this team? Because you look right now, Ronald Lopez comes back from the injury, gives you a good start. You like what Grant Holmes has been in that relief situation, but Charlie Morton deserves his due as well. Look, I think Schwellenbach is as big as anybody down the stretch, especially in these coming weeks.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of where they are, is I think figuring out the best ways to, you know, manage his workload, but they can't shy away from him at all, because I think that as long as you're kind of managing him as he goes, at some point he's going to throw more innings than he's ever thrown before. That's the whole point of developing a pitcher, to do that. Now, coming into the year with only 65 innings under his belt professionally, I wouldn't have thought that this would be where we are, and this kid's got 14 starts in the major leagues this year. I didn't have that on the list of things that I expected in 2024, but you can tell the progression, you can tell the confidence, you can tell, and Brian Snitker, you know, I asked him, well, what makes this kid stand out to you? He said mound presence. That's a big compliment for a 24-year-old pitcher with such limited time on the mound, not just in his pro career, but even in college. He was mostly a shortstop and still until he started serving as a closer in his junior year. And that's crazy for me to think. But he also came to the majors with three pitches, and now he's got six. So some really good things are going on for him. He's pinpoint with his control. He does not make mistakes in terms of, you know, just walking a bunch of guys and running into a couple of three-run homers. We've seen young pitchers struggle with that. He challenges hitters. He has a great fastball that he can use when he needs it. That splitter, I still think, is a pretty dynamic pitch, maybe his best one. But he doesn't have to lean on any one pitch to get the swing and miss. And that's just been one of the many things that's impressive about him. But, yeah, you start to stack things up. And, again, this kind of goes back to what I was talking about for the Braves' chances to do something special. Chris Sale leading the way. Max Fried certainly looked like Max Fried his last time out. Reynaldo Lopez is back. Charlie Morton has pitched well lately. And then you got Spencer Schwellenbach. So you've got five starters, I think, that they can look at and say, let's ride this down the stretch. And the bullpen, even with the loss of A.J. Minter, has shown they've still got plenty of big arms who can get the outs that you need. So the pitching has got it taken care of for the time being. They got to keep everybody healthy. That's kind of the caveat for this Braves team that we really haven't been able to say is on their side this year. But with this pitching staff, I still feel like this is a club that could go in and hang around and, again, maybe find a way to do some things that maybe we haven't seen so much this year. But it's going to take the sum of all the parts. It's not going to be any one guy leading the way.
92.9's Atlanta Braves insider and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Take 2021 away, the stretch run of 2021 away from Brian Snitker's resume. Could you make an argument this is one of his best jobs as a professional manager?
It's got to be his most challenging. And, I mean, I know 2021 was also, as far as injury is concerned, not a whole lot of fun. I don't think 2020 was a whole lot of fun either in terms of, even in a short season, trying to get past some of the issues they had on their pitching staff at that point. But I think this is a club that it gets its tone. The tone is set by the way that clubhouse is, and Brian Snitker is a big proponent of letting his players be who they are, and he kind of, I don't know if police themselves is the right phrase for it, but just to kind of develop their own personality. And, you know, it's not going to be a manager's not going to go through a season and make all the right calls on the bullpen. I mean, in hindsight, we can remanage a lot of these games from him, but with what he's had to work with, you could argue that, yeah, I mean, this just keeping this thing on the tracks, because there are a lot of clubs. I mean, look at the Seattle Mariners right now. That's a club in absolute free fall. They fired their manager. That would have been a foreign concept in October of 2022 to say that, you know what the problem is, or at least part of the problem, is Scott Servais. We got to get him out of here. It's crazy to see how quickly those things can happen. So I say all that to say sometimes not allowing things to get to that level is a big credit to a manager, to a coaching staff, and to a club for kind of staying the course and continuing to bring in pieces and say, okay, yeah, this may feel like a lost season to some people out there watching. It may be very frustrating, but we're going to go out and try to get help and continue to send a message to the clubhouse that we expect, you know, you guys to keep fighting, because that's what you're doing, and we're going to give you some help down the stretch. So I think it's not just Brian Snitker, but kind of a cumulative effect of everybody just saying, all right, well, yeah, there's a lot of things that have happened that aren't ideal, but we have to keep going, because what could be on the other side is an opportunity to do the exact kind of thing that they did a couple of years ago. They know that it's possible, and I think that's kind of a thing that can drive them.
Grant McCauley, you're an absolute machine, dude. Tell the people where they can hear you.
You can hear me on From the Diamond on Sunday, 5 to 7. We'll be moving to Saturdays next month with the big football schedule here on 92.9 The Game. So I guess, as they say, check your local listings. But you can subscribe to From the Diamond wherever you get your podcast, or find it on the Odyssey app.
We'll keep the people updated, man. Tell Allie we said hello as well. We miss her.
I will definitely do that.
Thanks, Grant. That's Grant McCauley giving us the latest on the Atlanta Braves, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.